Good evening, everybody. So tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to be continuing in Siman Reish Mem Ches. Tonight's shir is sponsored by Jeremy Bienenfeld for his chus, for continued for Shalema, for his mother, Ruchama Chana Etel, Baschava, Besoch Shar Chol Yisrael, Shishnava Rufur Shalema, B'meher Besoch Shar Chol Yisrael. So what we're going to be doing tonight is Yud Beis Amud Beis in the Mishmur, which is essentially Si'ifim, Beis and Gimel. So we started last night discussing the Isra of being Mafik Besfina within 3 days of Shabbos, and we learned the Mishmur gave us 5 different reasons that you're not allowed to be Mafik Besfina within 3 days of Shabbos. So now the Shulchan Aruch is going to paskin which of those reasons we're concerned about. So says the Shulchan Aruch, Hadein Mafligin Besfina Pachs Mishosh Yom Kodem HaShabbos, Hatami Shema Onek Shabbos. He says, I hold that the reason is Onek Shabbos, which is the reason of the Rif, that you're not allowed to go because you're not going to have your sea legs, you're going to be nauseous, you're not going to be able to eat, and it's going to be a bitul of Onek Shabbos. Called Shosh Yom HaRishonim Yeshlam Tzaru Bilbul, the first 3 days on a boat, you're all out of sorts. V'davkul Mafligin Bayamim HaMeluchim, but that's only if you're going on salty seas. Avul Ben Haros Ain Shum Tzaru Mafligin Bahem. But if you're just going on a river, you go on the Staten Island Ferry, you'll be okay, you're not going to get so nauseous. Ulefichach, even though that's mutter anyway, because that's a short journey, mitzor letzidam, we learn. Ulefichach mutter lahaplik b'mafilu b'erev Shabbos. So if you're going on a river, you don't have to worry about the bitalonic Shabbos, and therefore you could do that even on Erev Shabbos. Vuhu shalo ye yadua lanu she'en ba'am kamasar tfachim. But says the Shulchan Aruch, even though I'm paskening like the Shita, that the concern is Onik Shabbos, I'm also paskening like the Shita, that the concern is Tchum Shabbos. So therefore, this only works if you know that it's less than 10 Tfachim deep. Meaning that you know it's more than 10 Tfachim deep. But if you know that from the Karka Svina, the Karka Nar is Pachos Me Asar Tfachim, is less than 10 Tfachim, then it's going to be Asar, because then you have a problem of Tchum Shabbos. Let's say it's Chutz L'Tchum Mishum Yisr Tchumin, because then it's going to be in Yisr Tchumin. Now note that the way the Shulchan Aruch said is that it's going to be Mutter if you don't know whether it's 10 Tfachim deep or not, but if you know that it is that it's less than 10 Tfachim, then it's Asr. So it sounds like Safek is Mutter, right? That's clear in the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Ramah, the Ramah says, let's not forget about the other reasons that it's Asr to go, that you might end up having to do Malacha. So any boat that you might have to come to do Malacha on Shabbos, you can't absolutely call it Shabbos, you're not allowed to go on within 3 days of Shabbos. Even if you took care of the Onik Shabbos problem because it's in a river, and even if you took care of the Tchum Shabbos problem because it's the Malamei Asara, still you do have to worry about the concern that you might have to do Malacha. He says that while you're not allowed to ride on a wagon that's drawn by horses, that's pulled by horses on Shabbos, that's not a problem if a boat is being pulled by land animals that are a mile away on the shore and are somehow pulling the boat. Again, I can't envision exactly how this works, but somehow that works, and that's not the same problem, and you don't have to worry about that. Says the Mishnah Berura, Sivkat in your days, afilu be'erev Shabbos. So he said, "Ve'in tzarich livsoki moshi yishpos." That the idea that you're allowed to go on a river, even on Erev Shabbos, you don't even have to make a deal with him that he's not going to travel on Shabbos. As far as traveling on Shabbos, as far as leaving on a boat on Shabbos, well, that's going to be discussed in Sif Gimel, which we'll Belinedr get to tonight. So this is going where the Shulchan Aruch said that's only if you're mesupak whether it's 10 tfachim, that's when it's mutter. Because since tchumin is a din rabbanan, and even the tchum of yud beis meal, which normally we assume is daraisa, but that's on dry land, on a river, or on a body of water, even the tchum of yud beis meal is only drabanan shein domin l'digle midbar, because then it's nothing like the digle midbar. So tchum and daraisa is only yud beis meal when it was similar to the way the Jews traveled in the midbar. The fichach talin and bisfeko lahakel v'armin and double kasar tefachem mikarkas fina lekarka ma'im in tchum l'malamei. Therefore, if you're not sure, you could be mekel misafek, because the whole thing is only din midrabanan, so you could be mekel. Sivkat and Yodalid, Shemikarka Asfina, that we said if you know that from the Karka Asfina to the Karka Nahar is less than 10 tfachim, then you have a problem. Pirush Aval Bishamayim Amukim Asara Im Asvinu Meshuka Asbamayim Shein Ben Karka Asvinu L'Karka Mayim Asara Tvachim, that even if the water itself is more than 10 Tvachim deep, but the boat is half in the water, so as long as the Karka Hasvina is within 10 Tvachim of the seabed, that's going to be a problem. Lo Mi Bayim Hu Yoshe Asvinu L'Mata Me'asara Nimtzim Halach L'Mata Me'asara. And that's certainly true if where you're positioned in the boat is in the, whatever they call that part of the boat, all the way at the bottom, where you're literally within 10 tefachim of the seabed, even if you're sitting all the way up on the deck, where you're positioned more than 10 tefachim off of the seabed, it's still aser, because the boat is 4 tefachim wide and it's easy to travel on. Call me the matadamia. So it's considered like one thing, and it's as if you're standing on the bottom. So no matter where you are, if the boat, the bottom of the boat, is within 10 tefachim of the seabed, you have a problem of tchumen. Then he says, but v'yesh matirim k'shu yoshev l'mal me'asar tefachim ein raglav tluyos l'mata me'asar tefachim. There are some that are mekel on that, that as long as your legs are more than 10 tefachim off the seabed, even though the boat is within 10 tefachim, that it might be mutter. V'yesh l'smachal devreim k'shu tzarech l'kach. And when there's a need to, you could be somech on that shita. Then sivkatan tezvav, we said asr latzeis, that you're not allowed to go, what's this going on? Yeah, that you're not allowed to go outside of the tchum. So says the Mishnah Berurah, haynu b'kol ha-shlosh yom shekodem ha-Shabbos. That means the whole 3 days prior to Shabbos, which we learned yesterday is a machlokas, whether that's Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, or Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Im yodei ha-shem izamin l'sham b'Shabbos b'makom mahu b'yitzarech labro alav alisr tchumin. If you know that you're going to get there on Shabbos and you're going to have to violate tchumin because you're going to dock on Shabbos, aval kodem l'zem mutter, but prior to Wednesday, it's for sure mutter. That you don't need, we already wrote about that, that you don't need to think about what's going to be on Shabbos when it's only Monday, when it's only Tuesday. So we said that the Ramah then added, but you also have to worry that it's going to be Bali Day Malacha, Sivkatan Tazayin, Afila Malacha Drabanan, even if the only Malacha you're going to need to do is Midrabanan. So we still said it's Asr to go in such a boat within 3 days, Likaris Bashloshi Yamim, Hatan, Kamashik Savin, Malib Sivkatan Ches. And we already explained what the reason is, that you're not allowed to go within 3 days, and then more than 3 days is going to be Mutter. Ein Isr B'masha Behemos. But Ramah says, if animals are drawing or pulling the boat, that's not an Isr. Ratzlomar, Dimloaya Isr Acher. If somehow you get around all the other issues, it's a river, it's more than 10 tefachim off the ground, so you have no problem of Onik Shabbos because it's a river, it's not an ocean, and it's more than 10 tefachim off the ground, so you have no problem with Tchumin. And there's no chance they're going to ask you to do any of the Malacha. Ain less or lisa besvina hechasha behemus moshkos asvina diadoma kiliyosha bekarn vavem moshechas also da aser. You might think I still might have to make it aser if animals are pulling it, because after all I'm not allowed to sit on a horse drawn carriage on Shabbos. No, lo amrinan hachi. We don't say that that's a problem. Da aser matam shem yachtul tzmor laniga. The reason you're not allowed to ride on a horse drawn carriage is that you might cut a branch in order to whip the animal. Aval hacha behemus holchus perachok menu. The animals are a mile away from you. They're all the way on the dry land. You're all the way in the sea. And therefore, that's going to be mutter. From that perspective, from the animal driving the boat perspective, that's going to be mutter. As long as you take care of all the other problems, the Onik Shabbos problem, and the Tchum problem, and the Shasha you might do Malacha problem. Now, Siv Gimel. Siv Gimel discusses what if the boat is going to leave on Shabbos. In situations that fit the criteria that we just discussed in Siv Alef Siv Beis, where you're allowed to go on Erev Shabbos, im nichnas b'sfinim Erev Shabbos v'kana b'shvisa, af lisham v'lags b'shabbos mutter. If you go onto the boat while it's docked, and you're kona shvisa on the boat, on b'na shmashos of Shabbos, even though the boat only leaves on Shabbos, that's going to be mutter. As long as you stay on the boat from Ben HaShemashos until it actually leaves. You have to stay there the entire time. Says the Ramah, some say you don't have to stay there the entire time. You could go off the boat also. So you have a boat leaving on Saturday morning at 9 a.m. So you go on the boat Friday afternoon, stay there for Ben HaShemashos. The Ramah says, then you could go off the boat and go to sleep at home and come back in the morning, and then the boat will go, because your home for that Shabbos is where you were Kona Shvisa, is the boat. V'yeshos and kiddush basvina. Some want to make it more of a kavua dika thing that they're on the boat on Friday night, so they'll dafka say kiddush before they go home that night. And then they go home and they go to sleep at home. And then they come back the next morning to go on the boat. And that's what some people do, and you shouldn't object to that which they are doing. Says the Mishnah Brura, Heichad Mutter, Sivkatan Yotes, Pirush Tamachaber Lo Kamer Lel Lahatir Afilu Ben Horus Hanovim Lamal Me'asara El Lahafel Gair Shabbos Abel Shabbos Lo. Very important line in Mishnah Brura that you could miss if you read it fast, which I just did, is that the Mechaber was only was talking about going on a river, not on an ocean. I mean, that's where he was making, where there's not going to be an Onik Shabbos issue, and you're not going to have a Tchum Shabbos issue because it's the Maila Me'asara. That's what Sif Gimel is going on. That if you're allowed to go on Friday because it's not a Tchum Shabbos issue and it's not an Onik Shabbos, you're still not allowed to go on Shabbos unless you meet the criteria of Sif Gimel, where you're Kona Shvisa on the boat on Erev Shabbos. That sometimes, even on Shabbos, you're allowed to be maflig on such a Svina. The Aruch HaShulchan points out, the Dirshu quotes from the Aruch HaShulchan, that since technically you're allowed to go on a boat on Shabbos, as long as you play your cards right and you set it up properly, you're allowed to talk about travel on Shabbos. Because you're allowed to talk about traveling on a boat, because technically traveling on a boat is something that you're allowed to do on Shabbos. And the quote from Shlomo Zalman, the Shmir Shabbos, as long as you don't discuss the means of travel, you can talk about any travel on Shabbos. You can say, we're going to Eretz Yisrael, we're going here. You're not supposed to say, well, on the plane, and I hope we get to the airport on time, and things like that, because you're not supposed to go on planes. But on Shabbos, but you're allowed to talk about these things on Shabbos as long as you don't mention the means of transportation, or you just mention that it's a boat. Shvisa Sivkat Chaf. You stay on the boat the entire Ben Hashmashos until dark. That's if you stayed there, the Shulchan Aruch held, you have to stay there the entire time until the boat leaves. Because if you don't stay on the boat the entire time, when you come back on the boat on Shabbos morning, it looks like you're taking a new ride and you're not allowed to go on water on Shabbos because you might make a raft or whatever. The Me'achar Shekhanaba, the Sivkat Demchav Beis, the Rama said that even if you do leave the boat, it's okay because you already called it Shvisa. Hainu Dali Deza, Havale Asvina Kibeso. The boat becomes your house. Veinu Nira Kishak Shnitz Bab Shabbos. And it doesn't look like you're going to float on the water anew when you go on Shabbos morning. Vafilu Deazo, Einu Moel Akinyan Shvisa, El Shia Mutra Lichnos Basvina Bashabbos. Even according to this opinion, the Kinyan Shvisa only allows you to go on the boat on Saturday morning when it's going to leave. Aval Kishmagia, Harkach Liabasha, Asul Lozos Mearba Amosav. But wherever it arrives on Shabbos, when it arrives somewhere and it docks on Shabbos, you're not allowed to go outside of the Arba Amos, like we're going to say later on. Unless the city has mechitos all around it, which we'll discuss later. But if you were kona shvisa on the boat and stayed there, like the Mechaber said you're supposed to, then meaning even though the Ramah is being more makel, he says, you can go home and sleep that night. But there's a chumrah in that, because if you do that, then wherever you arrive on Shabbos, you're very limited. But if you do like the Mechaber, if you're machmir like the Mechaber, and stay on the boat from the time you're konish visa till the time the boat leaves, then when you arrive at your destination, you're going to be allowed to go 2,000 amos. You can have a tchum of 2,000 amos. Provided that you were above 10 tefachim the whole time, you can more shab. Now, within the boat, that whether you do like the Mechaber, whether you do like the Ramah, you're always allowed to walk around the entire boat, the entirety of the boat. Because you were kona shvisa within the mechitzos of that boat. And we'll discuss much later on what happens if you're not kona shvisa at all. That's a chelak dalet discussion. Okay, so Sivkat Chav Gimel, shvisa me erev Shabbos, that if you were kona shvisa from Erev Shabbos, you're allowed to go home that night. Yom Tov Erev Shabbos Shari Likno Shvisa. Even if Yom Tov is Friday, you could be Kona Shvisa on Erev Shabbos. It's not a violation of Achana. But having been Kona Shvisa on Erev Yom Tov doesn't work. And we'll see how you avoid Achana. Sivkatan Chav Dalit, Shaosin Kiddush, that the Rama says that some are Machmir, not just to be Kona Shvisa on the boat for Ben HaShemashos, but to say Kiddush there also. Kamlu Deyazu, Binan Shieshiv Sham, Kol Ben HaShemashos, Shvisa. You need to be there the entire Ben HaShemashos to be called the Shvisa. But what this day is adding, El Shesovin de Lechadchila, Nachon Lasul Sham Gam Kein Kiddush V'Lechol Mat. That it's also the right thing to do to say Kiddush and eat a little bit. In order that it should be well known that you're Kona Shvisa there and no one's going to be choshed you. So to review what we learned today, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that the reason you're not allowed to go on a boat within 3 days is because of Oneg Shabbos and because of Tchumen, and you need to address both of those problems. And the Ramah says, and also because of Malacha. You have to address that issue as well. Second, we had a machlokas if we measure from the Karka Hasvina or from where your leg are, meaning if the Karka HaSvina is within 10 Tfachim, but you're higher up, so that was a machlokas 2 days in the Mishnah Brura. And third, we said that if the boat leaves on Shabbos, this was Sif Gimel, you should be, the Shulchan Aruch says you need to be Kona Shvisa on the boat and stay there until it leaves. And if you do that, when you arrive at your destination, you'll have Alpayamama. The Rama says you need to be Kona Shvisa on the boat, but you don't need to stay there until it leaves. You can go home and sleep that night, but if you do that, when you arrive at your destination, you're going to be very limited. You're only going to have Dalet Amos. And then the Rama says, even if you're going to go, those who are Mekel, to go home that night, suggest to at least say Kiddush and eat a little bit on the boat to have a more serious Kinyan Shvisa. Tomorrow night, we'll pick up with Se'ev Dalet. Have a wonderful evening, everybody.